Hello. This is the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds, and that's what we're doing today, 5 to 7 p.m. Let's continue. Let's go to Colombia and Ecuador. This is music by a group called, should I pronounce this correctly? By the way, you can see our track list by going to WRIR.org, WRIR.org, if something you want to purchase. You can find the information there. See what's being played as we go along. La Mamba Negra is the group. The members living along the border of Ecuador and Colombia in South America, and they're keeping some traditional sounds alive from that area. And the main instrument is the marimba. We're going to hear a tune called La Mamba de Invita. Then we'll hear some marimba sounds coming out of Honduras. And then we're going to go over to Africa for some sounds off the balafon, which is very similar to the marimba. The instruments is like a wooden xylophone, be probably the best way to describe it. And here we go. Actually playing the wrong tune, but let's listen to this one anyway. only thing I got right about that was the name of the group, La Banegra, out of Colombia. So at least got that part right, too. We heard the tune La Mamba Te Invita. All right. But here's what I meant to play. A group called Rio Mia. They're the ones along the Ecuadorian and Colombia border. And we're going to hear a tune from them called Agua, I hope. Yes. Thank you. One of my favorite tunes, Can 2002. I think it might be a tribute to a Malian soccer team. Off an album called Kine Balafons, her Neba Solo. Neba Solo promised his father he would never play modern music, but that tune, like, it was as close as he allowed himself to get. With the Balafon, similar to the marimba, or like a wooden xylophone. Before that, we're in Honduras with the group Marimba Orquestra Usula International. And we heard the tune Mata Sig Duraria. And that was off of their newest CD, Baleable. And we start out with Rio Mayra off the Colombian-Ecuador border. The tune Agua. And it did really sound like water, too. Very good sound. Marimba del Pacifico is the name of their new CD. You can see that track list on WRIR.org. Click the link under the Motherland Influence. Let's continue. A combination of marimba and ngoni. Ngoni, African instrument from West Africa. That's the precursor to the banjo here in the USA. Going to Mali and hear from Andra Kuyate on the ngoni and Seke Chai on the balafone. And then we're going to follow that up with a tune from Shakamala Chibate, who is originally from Mali but is based here in the U.S. and has played in Richmond the last 2 weekends. Saw him last night at the Down Home Family Reunion, and it's his birthday today, so we'll play one for his birthday. First, Andra Kuyate and Seke Chai. Thank you.
Hey, this is DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WRIR.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's great to be finishing up that last set. Before I turn over to Dowdy, let you know you just heard from Sheka Mala Jabate, originally from Mali, living up in the D.C. area, and played here last night and last weekend. It's always a joy to see him. He plays the Ngoni and banjo and guitar, and plays them left-handed upside down, like Hendrix did. We heard the tune Din Din from Ekidoni Doni, Take It Slow, and wish him a happy birthday. Today is his birthday. And before that, Andra Kiyate and Sekichai did a title cut from the CD Soro. And once again, you can see that track list by going to WRIR.org. Click the link under the Motherland Influence, and you can see what's being played. And I'm going to turn this over to Dowdy.
Okay, thank you. I really like that set, by the way. Let's jump over to Haiti. We'll hear something from Leroy Coupé-Cloué along with his trio Select from an LP called Leroy Coupé-Cloué à Paris, Septième Dimension. We're going to hear a song off of this one. We'll hear the title cut. Let's hear that one. And then we'll hear some Dauda from Côte d'Ivoire.
Tout le monde levait la scène, même sous des étrangers, ou pas de problème pour danser, sans question de tête collée, je fermais ou applaudais, nous jouions rythme, son pièce d'identité, depuis temps pour frapper, yo dit ça s'est coupé, originalité, ça fait toujours camper, même si la modernisé. Rythme nous a pas fait changer. Nous jouions au rythme, son pièce d'identité. Des prix n'a pas frappé, je dis ça s'est coupé. Thank you.
Troisième dimension. Troisième dimension. Quatrième dimension. Cinquième dimension. Dites-lui que ma vie
Dites-lui que ma vie, jour et nuit, n'est que nostalgie.
That last track was Congo from the Orchestra de la Gendarme Nationale Gabonais, l'Orchestra International Akweza, made up of that's the police band, the National Police Band of Gabon. We heard the song called Congo. Before that, from Cote d'Ivoire, we heard the song called Maimouna from Dauda, from the LP Les Sentimentales. And before that, Coupe Cloué from Haiti, Sesame Dimension from his album of the same name. Actually, Le Roi Coupe Cloué à Paris. And we're going to hear some Africa Negra to finish up the program. The title track from the CD Carambola from Sao Tome e Principe. Stay tuned for Musica Talk. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.